Our Livable Solutions is facing a fast approaching deadline to provide the City of Kingston with a comprehensive plan for the proposed Crossroad Village Cabin Community by June 30th. The group is calling on community leaders, funders, businesses, and residents to help secure the future of Crossroads Village, which they describe as an innovative housing initiative designed by and for people experiencing homelessness. While Our Livable Solutions OLS has already secured a $1 per year 10-year lease for the land behind Crossroads United Church at 690 Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard and has engaged with a professional engineer to prepare documents for building permits, they still need to prove to the city that they have enough money on hand to fund the project for its first 2 years. CFRC sat down with OLS's Acting Executive Director Krista Wilson, Board Director Christine Bedard, and Jan English, an alumni of the Sleeping Cabin Pilot Project, which operated seasonally at Portsmouth Olympic Harbor and Center 70 between January 2022 and September 2024.
Crossroads Village is a concept that was developed out of a 2 and a bit year pilot project, the Sleeping Cabin Pilot Project, that was based seasonally between Portsmouth Olympic Harbor and Center 70 between 2022 and 2024. So it's an 18 cabin community. We vetted out the concept of it with the Sleeping Cabin Pilot Project, and it's to be located behind Crossroads United Church at 690 Sir John A. Boulevard.
Where are we now with it, and where are you hoping to go, or where do you need to get? Because you do have a deadline coming up of June 30th.
We do. Yeah. So the City of Kingston retained ownership over the cabins that were used for the pilot project. There's 17 cabins sitting in storage somewhere. We don't know where. And we came to an agreement that Our Livable Solutions could acquire ownership over the cabins for $1. And also the city would assist with $500,000 allotment to be able to build out the site, pay for the common building and pay for infrastructure. But OLS needs to raise $1 million, which reflects 2 years operating costs to be able to go through with that deal with the city. We can raise about $150,000 a year ourselves. So we're really trying to raise $350,000 times 2 years. So how can we raise that in a way that's sustainable as well? We do have a deadline of June 30th. And if we hit that deadline and don't raise the $1 million, we don't have to have $1 million in our bank account, but we have to have proof that we have the 2 years operating funds. Then the city has the right to sell the cabins.
OLS argues that the Crossroads Village Cabin Community fosters independence and prepares residents for permanent housing, something Jan English can affirm.
Do you think it was the cabin program that allowed you to find housing?
Definitely. Yeah. I wouldn't have found it without it. I honestly, when I was out on the street, thought I would never be housed again. After 4 years, it had been a long winter. I had spent it in a tent on the ice, and I was done. I was just done. It's like having a family that you didn't know you had. It's a community. When somebody has something bad happen, everyone helps. And it was like 18 people I didn't know, I'd never met. And within days, you're checking on each other. And like, I truly miss it now that I'm housed. The staff that are there, they don't hound you about things. If you need assistance or you have a question, you ask them, they find out. If they don't know, they get on the phone and they'd find out for you. And anything that you want to try to do to better yourself, they'll find a way to get it. If it's a course or a tutor or whatever it is, they help you move ahead and get your life back.
While there are conflicting reports on why the original pilot folded, Wilson suspects costing was a concern. According to costs obtained by OLS through Ontario's Municipal Freedom of Information and Protection of Privacy Act, MFIPPA, or MFIPA, the pilot was delivered at a total cost of approximately $1.18 million, including the purchase of the cabins, site infrastructure, operating expenses, staffing support, insurance, and the seasonal relocation of the cabins between sites.
Were you given a reason?
Officially, no. We had heard some things about how much the program cost, and that was very confusing to us because the amount of money we were receiving was under what we needed. We were scraping. We didn't have a paid management position. We had, you know, 12 staff and 17 residents and no paid manager. We were really scraping every penny that we did receive. Provincial dollars that came through the city went to pay staff. And we weren't charitable yet, so fundraising was difficult. But the fundraising that did happen paid for the extra things that needed. But we really scraped through in our budget. And we knew, you know, I'm a project manager. I can look at a another initiative and go, okay, I can kind of figure out how much that might cost, right? And so what the public was told was that it was the most expensive program in the city. That was very confusing to us. You know, part of the expenses that we have 24-hour staff. We don't staff with cameras. You can't staff with cameras. You can't mitigate risk with cameras, and you cannot have good conversations with cameras. We staff with people, real people who've been there. And so that, you know, adds a little bit of cost, but, you know, not extraordinary. And so we had asked for the finances at that time and received a list that didn't make a lot of sense to us. We did eventually do a Freedom of Information request and received the list of corporations or businesses that had been paid under the program, including the City of Kingston, which included the moves, because the cost of the moves seemed, we were confused by what was being reported as the cost of the moves, because I was there for every one of them. The moves were 3 days of no sleep for me to make sure that it happened and happened well. And the list we received, the total cost of the program was $1.175 million. There was things on the list we don't understand, like a payment to an RV company for $25,000. We don't know what that was. But, you know, in reality, we know that's one of the cheapest programs in the city.
Wilson estimates that the annual operating cost of the proposed Crossroad Village is approximately $500,000, about $76 per person per night, which covers not only housing, but staffing, programming, and peer-led supports. By comparison, Wilson notes that the Sydenham Road Emergency Center is reported to exceed $160 per person per night.
And so for Crossroads Village, we used our budget for the pilot project to figure out what it would cost, and it works out to $76 a night per person. But it's hard to compare because there's not good transparency and accountability in the system. So we've been looking at other cabin communities in other cities. We've helped a number of other cities launch their cabin communities, and their budgets are astronomical compared to what we've figured out. We're looking at every other cabin community is well above $100 a night per person, and most of them are like in the 140 range. And so we're like, we're curious why there's such a difference, but we know we've got a good program and a low-cost solution for taxpayers. And then recently there was an article in the Whig Standard which outlined the operating expenses of the newest shelter on Sydenham Road. So then we finally had something to compare to. And that shelter works out to $168 a night per person. So, you know, that tells us that we're on the right track. You know, we're saving taxpayers money by creating a program that's inexpensive, but also creating a program with people with lived experience that they want.
While the group works to secure the funds required to proceed with the project by June 30th, OLS is also calling on the community to provide ideas to keep the project sustainable through social enterprise and revenue-generating ideas, leads on sponsors and partnerships, and the identification of funding opportunities.
You made a unique call in your press release, and I wonder if you could talk a little bit about that and what you're looking for, who you're looking for, and how people can reach out to you.
Thank you. So we're looking for people who can help with ideas. We're very interested in social enterprise ideas that could create funding and also jobs. We are working on one that hopefully will work out, but it won't be ready before June 30th. But especially, you know, to get out of this granting donation cycle, if we can generate our own income, that would be great. So people who might have ideas around that, we're currently looking for a building if there's a, you know, charitable landlord out there. And we're just looking for people who might want to pitch in and help us figure out how to get the cabin community funded and Crossroads Village funded. June 30th is a tight deadline.
Shout Sister Choir, longtime supporters of Crossroads Village and OLS's mission, will host a fundraising concert on June 16th at 7 p.m. at Crossroads United Church. The concert represents an opportunity for residents to learn more about Crossroads Village and tour the 18th cabin, which is on display at the site.
And we have a fundraising event coming up, do we not, Crystal?
Oh, we do. Shout Sister Choir, who've been amazing, amazing supporting us. Janice McAlpine, Georgette Fry have been amazing supporting Crossroads Village. We actually have a plan for a kitchen party with Shout Sister Choir once Crossroads actually gets opened, which will be super fun. But they have offered a fundraising concert for us June 16th at 7 p.m. and it's at Crossroads United Church at 690 Sir John A. Boulevard. We will have, thanks to the Davies Foundation and some community donors, we managed to purchase the 18th cabin. So we have it in a trailer and we'll be taking you around the community, but it will be at Crossroads for the Shout Sister Choir concert. So people can come take a look at the cabin. So everybody's welcome to attend. The tickets are at the door. Contribute what you feel it's worth. We don't ask a set ticket price. And just come have fun.
All this learning that I've been doing and moving forward in my own life, I can't wait for the cabins to open back up so I can come back to the cabin. Even if I'm there volunteering, I would still be bringing program to the cabin community to help people there, you know? Mm-hmm. And because I have lived experience, they love having me there.
It's hard. You need a light at the end of your tunnel. You need something to work towards or to be engaged about, because if you don't, you lose hope out there quickly. So when you see people that have been there and that they're housed now and they're succeeding and everything is going well, you believe it can happen, and it gives you hope to hang on to. And that's important. Out there, there's not a lot to hang on to.
Please just come out and help to come donate, come help us out, come volunteer, come to the Shout Sister Choir on the 16th of June and just help us get this project going. It's a good initiative and we need to have the cabins back in Kingston.
For more information about Crossroads Village or to discuss partnership opportunities, please contact info@ourlivable.solutions.